It's here and now, and it's been 16 years since we could say this. The U.S. women are soccer's World Cup champions, beating Japan 5-2 yesterday in Vancouver, avenging the final loss the U.S. suffered in the 2011 tournament. The hero, Carly Lloyd, scoring 3 goals, a hat trick in the first 16 minutes of the game, the first player in history to do that in a Women's World Cup final. This Lloyd goal was from midfield. People, it was from midfield.
Lloyd with Morgan streaking. She's chipping the goalkeeper! Off the post and in! Hat-trick for Lloyd!
That was actually the 4th U.S. goal. At that point, Twitter collapsed because people were still tweeting out the first 3. Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst and host of the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, what a match.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. 16 minutes in to avenge 16 years. Now, I don't know. Was it an avenging? They did beat Japan for the Olympic gold. But if Japan had won, they would have been. So it's sort of a de-unavenging. Anyway, what it really was a shellacking. And that goal, I mean, all the goals, all the play. But Carly Lloyd's goal number 3, the execution, amazing. The gumption, let's not overstate that, but just the vision, just the idea that she could be looking up at that point. She had a player on the wing and said, I'm going to go for it, put it in exactly the right place. You know, watching on TV, you would say, what's going on? Why is she doing this? I mean, it was breathtaking.
It was breathtaking.
Yeah.
It goes halfway down the field, soars over the poor Japanese goalkeeper, tries to get it, but it tips off her hands into the goal. It's just amazing. And Lloyd's first goal in the 3rd minute was the fastest ever. Her second was 2 minutes later. So just tell us more about this whole team.
This team got better, I think, each and every game. And after the group stage, it was clear they had a lot of work to do. They would say that in interviews. Prominent ex-players were criticizing Coach Jill Evans on Twitter, Ellis on Twitter. And I think a big problem was that stalwart, excellent player Abby Wambach was in the center for the United States. And she's deserved every accolade she's gotten, but she's a little old for international soccer. And the other thing is she plays an aerial game. She's the best at heading the ball in the history of women's soccer. But if you look at Lloyd's first 2 goals, all came on ground strikes. All Carly Lloyd's speed running to a spot where the ball was going to be, beating everyone there. Kind of the plays were conceptualized fantastically, but those wouldn't have been the plays if Wambach were the striker. So this was a team that where the coaching changed and the players rallied and things were just getting better and better. And that semifinal game against Germany was one of the great games in soccer history.
Well, where does this one stand? Because just to repeat, the U.S. women won the World Cup in 91, in 99. That win 16 years ago brought it into the mainstream. My nephew watching, he's 15, kept saying, will they take off their shirts?
Like that. Randy Chastain did on the PK, yeah.
But where does Sunday's match stand?
In ratings, I think it will be the highest ever rated soccer game. Mm. If you want to judge where does women's soccer go in terms of a permanent league, I don't know. That's doubtful. The economics being the economics. But to me, women's soccer is as entrenched a sport in America as, you know, everything but football and basketball and maybe women's soccer. I think it's more popular for women than baseball is for boys. So I don't know that this means that, you know, they're going to be that you could go watch a professional women's soccer game every weekend. But this definitely shows that it's really the Title IX delivering for 2 generations now, and the Americans having the most amazing and entertaining players in the world.
With all the heartbreak, though, that goes with the sport, I mean, across the board, we remember Laura Bassett from England, who inadvertently gave Japan the win because she inadvertently scored a goal. And then to see Japan lose was incredibly dramatic.
Yeah, and, you know, the United States committed an own goal. That happens in soccer. So maybe people who don't understand it, or maybe people who call it soccer instead of football, like most of the rest of the world does, don't understand that own goals happen. Laura Bassett's team rebounded. They upset Germany, I would say, for the 3rd place game. They shut out Germany. You know, there's a ton of redemption if you stick around long enough in this. And this is one of the reasons why it's the world sport. And now it's very much becoming the world sport for both genders throughout the world.
And just briefly, Mike, we got about a minute here. Now it's on to the Olympics in Rio next summer. The U.S. women have dominated Olympic play, 4 of 5 gold medals since 1996. Your thoughts?
Yes. So they should be favored again. They were barely a favorite in this tournament against Germany. I will say this, that but for a penalty that might not have been called under most situations against Germany, that game could have gone the other way. So let's not look at the 5-2 score and say no one can touch the United States again. There are a number of teams. England is getting better. A French team that the United States and France will be home in the next Women's World Cup. A French team that didn't even get a chance to play the United States. There's a lot of great teams in the world. In this month in Canada, the United States was the best.
That's right. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, also host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Thank you, as always.
You're welcome.
Jeremy Duwas.
And you didn't even get to talk about Serena. What about Serena?
Oh, my gosh. Well,
another
time.
We'll save it for next week.
Here now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. Yes, Wimbledon soon. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.